you have to understand, in spite of the theology of this country, that a kid is not born knowing what his color is. Mm-hmm. You know, kids are all finally the same. It wasn't that I discovered there were two colors in the world. It was the moment I discovered that no matter how many colors there are in the world, I was the wrong color.
That was literary giant James Baldwin on the Dick Cavett Show in 1971. Baldwin never had kids, but with nine siblings, he had quite a few nieces and nephews. And in 1976, he wrote a book for them. Little Man was Uncle Jimmy's, as they called him, only children's book, published at a time when urban black and brown kids were rarely depicted in children's literature. At the time, the book didn't get all that much praise, but more than 40 years later, it's being reprinted and celebrated. Aisha Karifa Smart is an author and the niece of James Baldwin. She wrote the afterword for the republished edition of Little Man, Little Man. Aisha, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us, how did the idea to reprint this work come about?
Well, Professor Nicholas Boggs, who is one of the co-editors of the reissue, wrote about Little Man, Little Man. It was the subject of his thesis. And so it's been about 20 years since he set out to try and get the book republished. And even then, it took a long time for it to be finally picked up by a publisher, because still publishers were still a little afraid of it.
Really?
Yes.
So up until that point, had you thought about this book, Little Man, Little Man, in all of those years that had passed?
Not really. I mean, it was part of our collection, and we thought of it very much as our book. We knew that it was published, but I guess when we were younger, it never really hit us how large the audience could be and how many people could have read it. And so, you know, I was about 9 and TJ was 8 when the book was published. And so we didn't really think about it that much. I mean, we were delighted when we found out that Nicholas was so passionate about the book being reintroduced that we just thought it was a great idea, and even more grateful that he wanted to include us in the process.
And you said that the publishers were afraid of it still. So what do you mean by that?
Well, it's a different kind of children's book. In fact, I think my uncle grappled with what to call it. Is it a story of childhood? Is it a children's story? Is it a children's book? So because it deals with some adult themes, it takes place, the setting is Harlem, and TJ, my younger brother, is the protagonist, and he's a little boy who is growing up in an urban environment. The setting is Harlem, but it could be any urban environment in cities all throughout the USA, and he encounters, you know, some things that children who grow up in cities encounter, especially, you know, black children, black and brown children. So although he has a whimsical, fun, and carefree nature, and he's playing with his friends YT and Blinky, who I believe was inspired by me because I'm his oldest sister and I was his constant companion when we were kids, he sees some things, you know, people nodding off on heroin. There's the idea of the police presence, you know, on the block and coming to arrest someone. And, you know, so there are these themes that are normally not associated with children's literature. So publishers weren't quite sure what to do with it.
And do you feel like it's really relevant right now, given everything that's happening when it comes to shootings by police, shootings of black men by police officers?
Well, black children by police officers. Absolutely. I mean, it could definitely be used as a teaching tool, because the reality is, you know, children are not as unsophisticated as we believe them to be. And through the internet, you know, the advent of the internet, they're exposed to so much, you know, at a very early age. So I think Little Man, Little Man could be a wonderful teaching tool to young children about how some children grow up. This is a reality in America. This is a reality that we should not try to shield children from. And my uncle was very much a staunch realist. It definitely, I feel like the time is now, and kids are definitely ready to be read a story like this by someone who can help them understand what my uncle was trying to depict. And also the fact that it was written in African-American vernacular, i.e. Black English, which he was a strong proponent of. It, in a way, he took ownership of it and said, this is the way we speak, and it's valuable, and it should be honored.
Right. And would you say that your uncle, James Baldwin, felt slightly uncomfortable or uncomfortable about this country's education system and how it affected young children?
Absolutely. I mean, he wrote another essay called A Talk to Teachers, and he also taught. And so he understood what it was like to be a Black child being taught by people who either despised him or didn't like him or thought he was inferior, and what is communicated to a child by someone teaching them that doesn't really value who they are, who doesn't look like them. So he was a strong proponent of preserving the self-esteem of Black children by teaching them about their history, about teaching them about the value of their lives and the value of the contributions of people who look like them. So absolutely, I would definitely say that he, as an educator himself, he taught at Amherst in his later years and was very much an advocate of educating Black children in a particular way that was reflective of their greatness and their excellence.
Aisha Kharifa Smart is an author and the niece of James Baldwin. Aisha, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.